Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. My wife recently gave me a copy of the 1985 book Magical Beasts from the Time Life Enchanted World series. This is a volume I didn't have in my childhood set of the books, and as with other volumes, this one contains a rich collection of new and classic illustrations. Flipping through it for the first time, I encountered the expected array of satyrs, harpies, and unicorns, but then on page 122, I encountered a glorious illustration by none other than contemporary artist Wayne Anderson, whose book Flight of Dragons was the inspiration for the 1982 Rankin and Bass animated film of the same name, recently featured on Weird House Cinema. Anderson's interpretation of the creature is a splendid antelope-like creature with a single curved horn. This horn does not spiral, but it does branch off into stunted hollow tubes. It gives the horn an appearance of both coral and a fluted musical instrument. It also reminded my wife of the Grinch's dog Max, once he was augmented with a crude antler in the cartoon. The text of Magical Beasts tells us that this is the Persian creature known as Shadhavar, and when the wind passes over this horn and its apertures, sweet music is produced. Music so sweet, in fact, that animals of the forest will draw near. It is then that Shadhavar's predatory nature is revealed as the creature pounces on its enthralled prey, kills it, and devours its flesh. Shadhavar is discussed in the 1950 text, The Unicorn, Studies in Muslim Iconography, by the late Islamic art historian Richard Ittinghausen. He writes that, according to Zakaria al-Qazwini in his 13th century book The Wonders of Creatures and the Marvels of Creation, the Shadhavar lives in remote regions of Rum, and its horn contains no less than 42 hollow branches. The 14th century writer al-Damiri would increase that count to 72, and it appears that historian Hamdallah Mustawafi contributed the predatory account, possibly grafting it on from another imaginary creature, the Serranus, which was originally described as a marine animal with musical apertures on its snout, and later as a land animal with musical apertures on its snout. In either case, the Serranus was said to lure in prey with its song as well. The excellent blog A Book of Creatures features a nice illustration of what this Serranus might have been expected to look like, and mentions that the name of the creature may be a reference to a Byzantine musical instrument that was used, or said to be used, to lure and capture animals. There may also be some connection here to the sirens of Greek tradition. At any rate, it's a wonderful, fantastic creature, and also a reminder that monsters of myth and legend are fluid. They may borrow their attributes from others of their kind, and of course they may lend attributes to other creatures as well. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact or The Artifact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.